What's up, world?
Yeah, buddy.
Excited for today. Come on, what are you dishing about?
Wow, well, Justin Timberlake confirmed he has a new son, and the baby's name might surprise you.
And Bachelorette star Dale Moss has gotten some clarity, or maybe he lost it, I'm not sure.
Hey, and I didn't think it was possible, but things are getting even hotter between Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Ooh. I'm so tired of them, child, already. But anyway, honey, Brad, Heidi, and Frank will join us later. So, Sherry, honey, let's get it started.
Man, today is a huge day, everybody, because, of course, it is the inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States.
Yay.
And Kamala Harris as the first woman and the first person of color to be vice president. Let's clap it up for that. Yes.
Happy
inauguration day.
You know, because the inauguration, it is happening right now as we are taping, and it is a star-studded event. We are expecting to see Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga, John Legend, Garth Brooks, Demi Lovato, Tom Hanks, Kerry Washington, and Eva Longoria. And that's just some of the names.
Yes.
I don't even, I mean, you do understand. I was so emotional this morning watching the inauguration because feel hope. I feel like my son, who's a black boy, can do something without me having to worry about him. So I'm happy.
I love the narrative that the era that we're in right now sets because, you know, like, you know, depending on how old some of the kids are, like, you know, they remember Barack Obama being president.
Right.
They remember Kamala Harris being vice president. So their narrative is these things that seemed impossible years ago are now obtainable because they saw history be made twice in a short span of time.
Can I give a shout out to that flip on Michelle Obama's hair? That daggone flip on her hair was ready for rain, sleet, snow, ice.
Oh, yes.
That flip, I said, go ahead with your swag.
I was telling Chewy earlier, remember we were talking about J-Lo who got up there and sang "This World for You and Me," and she added in "Let's Get Loud." It's like she's saying it to everybody. We are taking our country back, you know, Hispanics, everybody, all inclusive, and it just feels like a new world. It's amazing.
Of course, before Biden's inauguration, outgoing president and newly unemployed Donald Trump made waves with a flurry of presidential pardons.
Man.
Now, about 143 of them to be exact, and among them were rappers Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. One name that was missing from the list is Tiger King star Joe Exotic. Fans speculated that he might get a last minute pardon. And yo, word on the street was he had a limo waiting outside of the prison to whisk him away. But as of right now, the Tiger King is still in captivity.
No. Do y'all not think these guys did not pay a little extra money to get out of jail?
Oh, maybe. They definitely did. Like, there was contributions made on Lil Wayne's and Kodak Black's behalf to people that rock with Trump. And it was a play to kind of get them, you know, a better, like, light as it relates to their sentences.
So, basically, Joe Exotica should have told everybody he was voting for Trump. Okay? Instead of just asking for a pardon, he should have been, like, he should have combed his blonde hair over to the side and been representing for Trump. And then he probably would have got a pardon.
All right, yo, this is kind of crazy. Last season on The Bachelorette, Claire Crawley instantly fell for Dale Moss, and she left the show early to be with him. Yes, instantly hooked, y'all. Well, lockdown might have been too much for them because they've split up, y'all. Dale said, Claire and I have decided to go our separate ways. This is the healthiest decision for both of us at this time. Oh, wow, I thought they were gonna make it, y'all. Another Bachelorette contestant, Spencer, shot his shot on his IG story saying, coffee? Claire Crawley. Oh, okay. He's trying to get some coffee with her. Now, Spencer didn't meet Claire on the show. He was brought in for Bachelorette Tayshia after Claire left. So, yo, you never know. There might be a love connection there.
As soon as they had that interview with Dale and Claire and they were sitting on the couch, y'all remember? And they were like, so what's next? And she was like, babies! And he looked at her like, oh, wait a minute. I just was like, yep, y'all going downhill. This ain't gonna work out.
The pressure to make the relationship work on a show like this is kind of like high stakes, because just look at how many regular relationships don't work out that are not on TV.
Yo, Portia, would you ever do The Bachelorette, Portia?
I would love to do The Bachelorette. I would definitely do it. I would. But we would not have a fantasy suite, okay? Let's let it stay as a fantasy. We are going to date politely and platonically. But I think it's an okay process.
Shut up, Carrie. I like that.
Gary has something to say.
She's the Bachelorette every day, baby.
I would watch the Bachelor.
I'm living the life.
I would watch it. I would watch Portia on the Bachelorette. That'd be fun.
All right, y'all. It's time for Portia's baby report. And this one is a pop-up, baby, y'all. So during a recent appearance on Ellen, Justin Timberlake confirmed that he and his wife, Jessica Biel, welcomed another baby boy and revealed that his name is Phineas.
Phineas.
Yes.
I like that.
Yo, but Phineas is a really popular name, y'all. There's a Phineas in the Harry Potter series. There's a Phineas Bogg from the Voyagers. There's a Phineas Flynn from the cartoon. The baby is in good company, don't you think?
But no, but Julia, y'all, they are dirty. How dare she even do that? That's doggone Julia Roberts' son named
dirty
Phineas.
Dirty?
And she just
Gary.
Took that name from Julia Roberts.
So what? You know what? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Come on now, Phineas. I like that
name. You
don't
want nobody to name their son Jeffrey.
There is a ton of Jeffreys around. I think I took it from somebody.
I love the name Jeffrey.
Yeah, I copied it from somebody, Gary.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Jeffrey, it would have been Gary. So there you go.
Oh, right.
Beautiful
name. If it wasn't Jeff, yeah, it was going to be Gary. If it wasn't Gary, it's going to be Diana Ross. So it's going to be Diana Ross with the T.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Things are getting very, very hot and steamy between Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Because Lori posted, let me tell you something. Lori posted a photo of her and her new beau hugged up in the bathroom looking real cozy with the caption, he love it here. And then Michael reposted the same photos with the caption, nah, she love it here, welcome home. Damn, when he say welcome home. And y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all something. If I was Lori, I would love it too, because look at the hand placement gently around her boob. Okay, do y'all see it? It's kind of like he said, welcome home. I know you are home. Welcome.
Yo,
Michael
question for y'all though. Question. Are they being too public with their relationship, y'all? Isn't that the kiss of death?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of like OD, almost the PR people are like, hey, post the pictures now.
Yeah.
It looks very staged to me. I love both Lori and Michael.
You are being messy.
I'm not being messy. I think it's too much.
Truth, baby. This is all a PR stunt, baby. They trying to allegedly clean up his act because they trying to let people know that he doesn't only just like Caucasian girls, that he's dating a black girl. And I heard they allegedly paying Sherry to go ahead on it. I mean, Sherry paying Lori to be with him.
I wish it was,
because,
baby.
Honey, that's not real.
So, Gary, what do you think Michael meant when he said welcome home?
It's like, damn, you back from future already? Come on home. Welcome
in. Damn.
That's what he was telling her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what?
I didn't know you was coming back so soon.
This could possibly be real. It absolutely could be love.
Sherry,
y'all putting out too much too soon. It just feels it's just 100%. So
much. She didn't do that much with Future. She didn't do that with Future, honey.
When you leave Future alone, it's in the past.
And look what happened.
Because Future got so many children that he kind of got to fly low with his. You don't ever want your baby mamas and your exes to see you that happy.
Right.
So he didn't he played under the radar.
All right, well, coming up, honey, Heidi and Frank join the party to go thirst trapping with the stars, y'all. All this and more, honey, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Hey.
Woo.
Heidi, Frank, what is going on?
Hello.
What's up?
You know, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, they're quite the happy couple, but one of their friends actually advised them not to date each other.
What?
I'm talking about Carson Daly. Carson Daly has been hosting The Voice since the beginning, so he knows judges Blake and Gwen pretty well.
Uh-huh.
So take a look at this.
5 years ago when you started to date Blake, you'll remember this. We went back to your house, your old house in LA, and I sat you and Blake down in the kitchen, and I said, you guys, pump the brakes. This is not good. This is not gonna work.
Why?
And I looked at Gwen and I said, you're much, much too good for this guy. You're smart, you're intelligent, you're one of my oldest friends, and then there's Blake.
All that makes you want to do
is date each other.
Wait a second.
Is it weird that he's friends with both of them and told them not to date each other? Was he looking out or was he scared? What do you guys think?
He's looking out for himself. He's looking out for The Voice because he's the host. Now, if you have two people who are on the show, going to start dating each other, he knows, it sounds like he knows that Blake's quite a player, so he thought that he's going to break Gwen's heart. It's going to be bad on the set, so let's not.
Don't even start it.
No, it's don't poop where you work.
I'm already nervous about the sexual tension between Chewie and Sherry.
I worry about that, too.
Chewie, wonderful guy. Sherry, lovely woman. But unless I jump
through the phone and jump on Chewie, I think we okay. He's at his house. I'm at my house. I think we're good.
But when COVID's over, all bets are off, though. When we're in the studio again.
When we get back in that studio, you're going to feel a hand in your lap, Chewie. I guarantee you it.
That's fine.
Sherry's been home too long.
Since we're all worked up and feeling frisky and sexy, it's time for...
First,
first we have model, you know her, you love her, Emily Ratajkowski. And not only Emily, but Emily pregnant.
Wow.
She shared this photo shoot moment with the caption, baby in my belly.
She looks so good.
I think it's definitely thirst trapping because I'm thirsting for a glass of milk right now.
That's kind of crazy.
You see, that's where I look like in a bikini, but I'm not pregnant.
I'm telling you, Heidi. Every time I put on a swimsuit, I got little kids going, when are you having the baby? I'm like, I'll smack you.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
All right, up next is my buddy Dwayne Wade. The NBA star may be retired, but he's obviously still got skin in the game. He dropped this pic on his IG with the caption, birthday behavior. 39 is already looking up. All right. But yo, she got him a car for his birthday. Do you think he was just paying her back for that amazing gift?
Heck yeah. Let me tell you something. If you buy me a car for my birthday, I'm going commando. How long you want me to be naked?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's all cute and smiley, but he's got that serious face like he's a crazy naked killer.
No, because he's about to tear it up.
Yeah, that's that look, Franklin. Yeah. You got me automatic windows and Sirius XM on the car. I'm going to tear that up.
And leather seats.
Oh, yeah, baby. For sure.
Up next, which of her kids is Caitlyn Jenner closest to? And I'll give you a hint. A letter B is involved.
A letter
B? No, it's not Brody. We'll have that for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Caitlyn Jenner claims that she does not have a favorite child, but out of her 10 children.
Right.
Now, you know, Chewie, she's got 6 biological kids and she's got 4 stepchildren.
Right.
Her and Kylie Jenner, she says, are the closest because in a recent interview with Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast, Caitlyn said that despite Kylie's busy schedule, now she's making me feel guilty, she always makes time for her. Listen to this.
You know, I had dinner last night at Kylie's house. We try to do that once a week, once every 2 weeks. I go over there and she always has these great meals prepared. She doesn't do them. Talk for an hour and have a glass of wine and talk about stuff and this and that. And so from that standpoint, we're a lot closer.
That's really pretty sweet. Oh. I think that's so, because I don't call my parents like I should. But Portia, I know that you're so close with Mrs. Diane. So can you relate to Caitlyn and Kylie's relationship?
Of course I can relate. And the best way to fix you being busy and, you not being able to spend time with them or call them is just have them at your house all the time. So I just be kidnapping my mama and she be over here. And like the other day, I went in her room and she had her clothes. Her bed was made up and she had a bag. I was like, I know you're not about to go home. Like, where you trying to sneak off to?
Portia, who's your mama's favorite kid?
Both of us. Both of us. You're not going to get me in trouble.
So, Brad, honey, why is your little brother Bow Wow out in these streets kissing and telling?
Don't start with this mess, Gary. I don't want to hear it. Don't start. You're always trying to pick on somebody that I care about. Go on now.
Well, anyway, look, Miss Executive Producer. Miss Executive Producer, honey, are on a recent episode of your show, baby, Growing Up with Hip Hop, or should I say Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. He admitted this, Brad, to dating both Blac Chyna and Keisha Cole. And he said that he was gonna make, or should I say, name a song after all his exes, honey, on his upcoming album.
Ooh.
Look at this.
So we got Ange, we got Keisha Cole. Who else?
How about this? I want you to be surprised. Thing is, when they see the track list and they see these names, the internet is gonna go crazy.
I never knew you'd been in relationships. I just thought you'd like strippers.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, there's a girl in there that used to strip. Black China.
So you think this is a good idea for him to do something like that, Brad, a grown man?
I never said this was a good idea. If you watch the show, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta comes on Thursday nights on WeTV that I do executive produce. If you watch the show, you'll see that I disagree.
When you have a relationship, there's supposed to be a trust there that you can do things and they will always stay private between you and your guy or you and your girl. Right. So when you come out and say, I didn't smash her and I'm gonna make a song, then that's just breaking a lot of trust.
Well, Taylor Swift do it every week, so.
Right, exactly.
Today we have the SomaCare 7-piece reusable heat pack set, y'all. Whether you spent too much time at a desk, stressed out, or experiencing chronic pain because of an old injury, you can wrap your body, honey, in the warmth of these heating packs.
Oh yeah, these are good for knots and aches in the shoulder and neck area. Really good.
Oh, and Porsche, it has 4 different sizes that are portable and can soothe your body from head to toe.
And this deal includes 7 heating packs in assorted sizes. This is exactly what I need. Now, Brad, how much is it?
Well, usually, Head Crack, this heat pack set can run as high as $165. But for our crew out there, you can get one for just $24, y'all.
Stop playing.
Yes, that's awesome. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, now coming up, if you're trying to reach Elon Musk, you might have to become a bugaboo. The LA crew is going to explain after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. They say to reach your goals, you must be consistent. And by consistent, I mean 154 times. Yeah. Because that's how many times it took a video game developer to get the attention of Elon Musk. Yes, at LVladimirovBG tweeted, "Dear Elon, I'm a game developer and I am making a game about colonizing Mars with you and SpaceX in it.
Okay.
If you think it's cool, all I need is the go-ahead to use your name and logos. I will post this every day for a year or until I get a yes or a no." 154 of 365.
Okay.
Wow. And on that 154th post, it paid off because Elon replied,
"Damn.
You can steal our name / logos, and we probably won't sue you."
Oh. What does that mean?
He can sue you.
I guess depending on how you depict Elon and SpaceX in the game, then he could say, "Okay, I don't like the way you did it, so I'm going to sue you for it." But if it's like really fantastic and awesome and you made me look super cool, oh, hell yeah.
The only thing I've ever reached out for, I sent Brad a private DM and I asked her if she could help me get my breasts done. She hasn't responded yet. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
and I told her on the air too.
Brad was giving away Christmas gifts and Christmas wishes.
Oh, and then you reached out and go, "Can I get my boobs done?"
And I said, "Can I get my done?" I did. I asked Brett on the air. Sure did.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.